Hello everybody, this is Chris A. Moody, and this is my Chris A. Moody Talks for, what is it now, October 6, 2022. Originally I had planned on recording this yesterday, but never quite got around to it, and being that this is the last day of my weekend, I figured I should probably record it before I went to bed. Wanted to just give a really quick review for the new Quantum Leap series that NBC is doing. This week they released their third episode. It's definitely a successor to the previous series, which came out, what was it, the 80s? Sorry, my cat is making noise in the background. Yeah, it was originally in the 90s, actually, 89 to 93. This one, it is definitely different. While the main, the person who is doing the leaping, I forgot to put down his name in this episode. I think it is Ben. Yep, Dr. Ben Song. He is like Sam Beckett of the previous series. He jumped into the their little quantum leap time machine without anyone else knowing what was going on. Big difference with this series is, whereas the previous one, which I actually didn't realize was supposed to have taken place in the past, although I should have, I had always, for some reason, assumed it was the far future, going by the one car that they had Al driving around. But, this show spends a lot more time in the quote-unquote present, discussing why he has started his jumping. They have given some hints as to what the goal of this show is, which it's kind of interesting. They have strongly suggested that the goal of the show is to bring Sam Beckett home. It is interesting because they have said, Scott Bakula is not going to be in this episode. Although I do see that Matt Ripa played him also. I'm not sure. I don't remember seeing any episode of someone besides Scott Bakula playing Sam Beckett, but maybe. Tiger. Kitty is wanting my chair. It's normally where he sleeps at night, although not time for him. Oh well, that's a different story. Anyways, this show spends a lot more time in the present trying to figure out what is going on, which is really kind of cool. If you haven't watched any of the new Quantum Leap, I definitely recommend that you do. If you have and you've have feedback about it, please do email me at chris@chrisamoody.com. Anyways, this is a short episode. this has been my first episode since September, since the end of Dog Days of Podcasting. I am hoping to get these back into a normal cycle again. I do have other things to discuss, but I'm kind of tired now, so I'm going to leave it to next time. Anyways, this is Chris A. Moody signing off.